Jesus got angry, or so every angry person would have you believe. Folks who make this statement are usually trying to justify their own anger. After all, if Jesus got angry, then no one can blame me for being angry. The problem is that this statement is grossly overstated. To prove their point, angry people use the story of Jesus driving the money changers out of the temple. Mark 11, Matthew 21, Luke 19, John 2. Before anyone accuses Jesus of anger in that story, he or she ought to read the story again. Nowhere do the scriptures say that Jesus was angry. Jesus was bothered. Jesus was troubled. Jesus was determined to stop unrighteousness. Jesus was not angry. This is easily seen when a person looks at what anger does. Anger puts a person in an impaired mental state and reduces one's ability to grasp ambiguity or even see any nuance in a situation. Anger gives us an adrenaline rush which clouds our ability to make judgments. This is not the emotion that Jesus was experiencing when he drove the crooked merchants out of the temple. Jesus did not lose it. With a clear mind, Jesus removed a scam artist from the temple area. There is one time in the Bible when Jesus experienced anger. In Mark 3, the Bible says that Jesus, and I quote the Bible, looked around in anger. Read the text, and you will find that the only way you know Jesus felt anger is that the scriptures tells us he did so. He did not hit anyone. He did not call anyone a name. He did not shout at anyone. He did not get red-faced. He was angry. But he dealt with it quietly, and then he helped a man. If you want to be angry like Jesus, that is your example. I'm Lonnie Davis.